Life's a mess. And yes, I know. Look on the bright side. Glass can be half full or half empty. Good reason, yogi tea, and blah, blah, blah. But for the honest people, and if we really just take it at what it's worth, life's a mess. Not just something you can quote your way through, but a real, beautiful, self-sabotaging mess of a thing. No matter how much tea you drink or don't drink, the kind of mess which can be hard to sort through or make sense of, the kind of mess you can get lost in, kind of like one of those paintings you find at or contribute to if you're one of those people, a modern art gallery. The kind where it's literally just a line on a piece of paper. It brings up all sorts of questions like, is there even an art to this thing, or is it just a joke? Was it made by a genius graduate art student looking to get back in touch with something they lost? Or by a fifth grader wishing they were a genius graduate art student who gave them the keys? And like the canvas, it comes with all sorts of descriptions, inspirational idioms about what makes life life. Like the plaque beside the painting that questions what makes art art. The plaque which swears on its copper little soul that this is modern masterpiece, and if you only look deeply enough and think carefully enough, the truth will be plain to see. More likely, it's just a line on a piece of paper, one small black thing on an endless blank canvas. And maybe that's the point, because at the end of the day, isn't that just about how much time we're given, how significant we are in the bigger picture? And yet, what would that piece of paper be, were it not for that line? What would your world be, if not for you? And how do you make sense of that? Here are some thoughts. 1. Everything happens. Not for a reason, not without reason. It just happens. Like that moment when you decided not to do something and it changed everything. Or the one turning point which led you to where you are now. The small thing they said which turned your whole day around. These things happened. Past tense. Meaning, each happening was a building block of your present, and everything happening now is a building block of your future. Small or big, in a life full of variables and branching paths, these causes leave a mark. Just ask Edward. Edward was a smart guy, to say the least, a mathematician who developed his interest in weather patterns while still an undergrad at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. It was an interest that carried him through graduate school in Massachusetts and a stint as a meteorologist for the United States Army during World War II. Yes, everyone needs the weather. But it was later, in the 1950s, that he came to be known for what he'd be known for. At the time, most people were using linear models to predict the weather. That is, models where the output, the weather, was directly proportional to the inputs, atmospheric conditions likely to result in each weather pattern. Basically, Eddie simply made notice of the fact that most of the things which happened in the atmosphere were non-linear, making the use of linear models to predict them kind of, well, medieval. To illustrate his findings, he suggested that whether or not a butterfly flapped its wings at a given point in time could influence the development of a tornado several weeks later. And thus, Edward Lorenz became the father of the now famous butterfly effect. He built on an idea which had come long before him that the smallest of causes could have the largest of effects. That a moving system highly influenced by its initial conditions, like the course of your life, could be impacted by the smallest change in one of those conditions, a thought, a word, a person, a dream. Because whether it's the strange set of chances which led you to where you are now, the struggle that changed how you see the world, the words that echo in your head, your small causes have a massive role in the story of your life. And what you do with them can have a large effect on the story of ours. Everything happens, and that fact is beautiful. 2. Everything matters. Everything matters to someone. And seeing as our entire world is the collective worlds of several someones to whom each important thing is important to everything is important. What that means is, stop beating yourself up. When you feel disappointed with yourself, when you feel hurt by something someone said, when you feel, stop telling yourself you shouldn't be, because that feeling, that event was already important to you, is already important. All we accomplish by saying, I'm an idiot, or I shouldn't even care about this, or I'm so stupid, is just that, talking to ourselves. And the words we say to ourselves matter. Maybe it's why we give ourselves pep talks before we go on that stage, or why some mutter, idiot, 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 when they think or know they've embarrassed themselves, why we develop chants to meditate or mantras to get us through the day, why with so many religions, prayers, the most intimate form of communication between people and the God we trust, are so often spoken out loud, and why superheroes have catchphrases. And whether it's talking about ourselves to ourselves or to someone else, we're doing the crazy thing of painting a portrait of someone who isn't very valuable in their own eyes. And how does that make sense? When your entire life is given significance because you are here to experience it, because someone else gets to experience you, when you are here to listen, to love, and to hurt, and to learn. Is it really that crazy to do something as human as feel or not feel? To care. Life's a mess and everything matters. You matter. And because you matter, the things you care about matter. Because each of them is one of those small causes, a small cause which makes you who you are, which drives you to do the things you do, a strange attractor, some set of patterns leading you through the journey of you. Don't underestimate your role in it. Because 3, meaning is yours to make. That line on that piece of paper, it's up to you if it's art or not. Just like it's up to the artist to tell you or not tell you why they made it. Though really, the odds of you ever meeting the artist and figuring out the answer while it's still fresh in your head aren't very high. About as high as the exact set of circumstances which led you to where you are now. And waiting for the answer, well, it's like waiting to hear from a friend who can't speak to you. Asking a magician to reveal her secrets. Ruining a plot twist for someone, or having a plot twist ruined for you. It's just not done. Well, it is, but so is double dipping and sniffing the inside of your right shoe. It's one of those things, you know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. So do the only thing you can do. Don't figure out. Don't wait to hear. Decide. Look at who you are and why you care. About whatever it is you do care about anything. And start to get at why. Because at the end of the day, that's what drives you. What gets you out of bed in the morning. Why you see the world the way you see it and don't see it the way you don't. Why you love what you love. Why you love how you love. It's the filter through which you feel the world. Your dreams are built on those meanings. Those small causes with big outcomes. It's all just Legos, clay, code for the story of your life. It's up to you to write it, to mold it, to build it. And maybe while you do, you'll start to see the pattern, the masterpiece, in the mess. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I have a very quick and easy favor to ask. If you loved this episode, do us both a favor. Subscribe if you haven't already, and then just leave a 5-star rating and 5 words you'd use to describe this podcast. It helps make sure How to Talk to Anyone gets seen by other people who might love it too. In other words, spread the love. It means a lot, and if you choose to leave a longer review, thanks so much. I do read everyone. For more on love, life, and building a life out of what matters, head over to klutzlife.com and sign up for a free chat after you explore the site. Links in the description. I'd love to hear from you, and it always goes very well. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Pedro, and this is How to Talk to Anyone. Hasta.